Leader dans le service express de l'info matinale. This is Kelly Eben. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, listeners, and thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news. The top stories. An immunization campaign targeting children and adolescents aged between 0 and 14 years against viral infections like yellow fever, measles and cancer goes underway today in some 5 health districts of the Center region. It will run for 7 days. In foreign news, 6 people are reported dead and dozens missing due to heavy floods in Japan. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. Over 2,000 flood victims in Maga subdivision of Mayo Danai have benefited from the relief items offered by the presidential couple. It was during a ceremony this Sunday in Maga, presided over by the representative of the head of state, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antanganji. A special envoy to the far north region, Gu Henry, completes that story.
The visit to the Maga subdivision in the Mayo Danai this Sunday took the special envoy of the head of state, the Minister of Territorial Administration, to Givedik and the dike on the Maga Lake. Paul Atanganji, like in Yagwa, supervised the distribution of the presidential aid to some 2,340 beneficiaries from some 300 families in the municipality. The move came 12 years after President Paul Biya was in Maga to show solidarity to the population when a similar incident occurred. The minister delivered the message of compassion and condolences to the bereaved families and the flood victims in Maga. Minister Paul Atanganji told the population of the far north that the 1.9 billion CFA francs disbursed by the head of state is enough to manage the crisis and repair the damaged infrastructure cursed by the floods, adding that the government has not authorized anybody or group of individuals to mobilize funds for the flood victims in the region. Over 6,000 victims in the Mayo Danai division have this far benefited from the relief items of the presidential couple, and the administrative authorities of the region will continue the distribution exercise to the other affected localities. Christian Besigi Besigi, Gu Henry, on special assignment in Maga.
Until one of our top stories, a 7-day vast immunization campaign to vaccinate children aged between 0 and 14 years against diseases like yellow fever, measles and cancer kicks off today in some 5 health districts of the center region selected for the exercise. The campaign, dubbed Big Catch Up, targets those who have never been immunized and is an initiative of the Ministry of Public Health. Still in health, an eye screening campaign kicks off today in Yaoundé and will run till the 1st of October 2024, organized by the Council of Muslim Imams of Cameroon in partnership with the Maghrebi ICO Reference Eye Institute of Cameroon. The exercise will unfold in 3 stations, notably at the Etoudi Football Stadium beside the market, the Chinga Women's Empowerment and the Family Center, and at the headquarters of the Islam Women Organization in the Mimboma neighborhood, where health personnel have been deployed to attend to the public. Medical laboratory technicians across the country converge on Yaoundé today for a 2-day seminar on the management of internal quality controls in medical laboratories to ensure high quality results. The event is jointly organized by the Centre Pasteur and the French Institute Bioformation. The CRTV National Station resumes the airing of the Higher Education Program Varsity Forum as from this Monday, September the 23rd. It is a bilingual program that will be aired for 5 weeks and seeks to highlight what is going on in various institutions of higher learning as the academic year begins. Varsity Forum runs from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and its content includes analysis, commentaries and reports on university courses and openings. The United Nations Summit of the Future is underway in New York with heads of state and government examining the burning issues relating to the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals. The summit will result to enhancing a multilateral system and produce a document aimed at solving challenges facing people across the world and future generations. In foreign news, six people have been killed and dozens missing after heavy rains caused floods and landslides in parts of Japan's Ishikawa prefecture. The cities of Wajima and Zuzu, which are still recovering from a deadly earthquake that devastated the area on January 1st, are among the hardest hit by the deluge, which began on Saturday and is expected to continue till noon this Monday. On Sunday, both cities saw twice the amount of rainfall they typically receive in September. Dozens of rivers burst their banks, cutting off roads and isolating more than 100 communities across the prefecture. In sports, Tekase and FAP are the 2024 champions of Cameroon in handball. Tekase defeated FAP in the women's final by 27 goals to 14, while FAP defeated Friendship 27 goals to 24 in the men's final, all played this weekend at the Concord Sports Complex of the University of Yaoundé 1. Still in sports, cycling, Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue is the winner of the 30th edition of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour. His time of 15 hours, 44 minutes and 51 seconds secured him the yellow jersey of the cycling event ahead of his teammate Chofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo. In the meantime, Diamontene of Mali won the seventh lap of the race, covering the 57.1 kilometers in 1 hour, 22 minutes and 5 seconds. Harrison Ashu has the report.
Four out of the seven laps of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour were won by three cyclists of the SNH Velo Club of Cameroon. Chofo Fabrice won the first lap, while his captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo secured the second lap and kept the yellow jersey to the fourth lap of the race, where another teammate, Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, overtook them. Rodrigue went on to win the yellow jersey of the competition after winning two laps of the race. Despite Malians, Diamontene and Kongola occupying the first two positions of this Saturday's Katiola Bouaké 7-lap of the race, and Rawende of Burkina Faso finishing on the third spot in the 57.1-kilometer stretch, three Cameroonian cyclists stood out on the top three positions on the general classification table: Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, Chofo Fabrice, and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, in that order.
Before we go, a reminder of our top stories. An immunization campaign targeting children and adolescents aged between 0 and 14 years against viral infections like yellow fever, measles and cancer goes on the way today in some five health districts of the center region. And in foreign news, six people are reported dead and dozens missing due to heavy floods in Japan. My name is Kelly Eben, thanking you for listening. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. with Fatime Bintou Akum for the news summary in English and French.